Let's see the Ramban here in Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Vav. The Pasuk Orah Shalo Yolkim is Divrei HaTorah Hazos Lasos Osam V'Om HaKolo Om Amen. The context, the Brachus Uklalos on Har Grizim and Har Eval. Kan Kolal is Kol HaTorah Kula V'Kiblua Aleihem Ba'Olu U'B'Shvua Loshen Rashi. Lefi Daiti, says the Ramban, ki haKabbalah hazos sheyoda b'mitzvos b'libo v'yu v'einav emes v'yamin sheha'osa oson yelo schar v'tova v'ha'over aleihan ye'onish. So the Kabbalah, the Ramban says here, is not just a Kabbalah on a practical level, that a person practically complies and conforms with mitzvot HaTorah. But there has to be an underlying conviction. And mitzvos have to be an outgrowth of that conviction. Not just that a person sort of goes through the practical motions, which, again, bring him in compliance, but a person recognizes, acknowledges, right, Hoda'ah. So our first association with Hoda'ah is to give thanks, but the primary meaning of Hoda'ah is to recognize, to acknowledge. Hoda'ah is baldin kimeya edim dami. Hoda'ah as in modim anachnu lach, as in expressing gratitude and thanks, is sort of an extension of that. As an acknowledgement of good, so then one gives thanks. Ki haKabbalah hazos sheyoda b'mitzvos b'libo, that a person acknowledges, recognizes the mitzvahs, v'yu be'einav emes. What does it mean in this context that the mitzvos are emes? We usually think of emes as, you know, you can evaluate a statement and a proposition, and you can say whether it's emes or sheker. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu truthfully commanded these mitzvahs? No, that's already included in Yoda b'mitzvahs v'liba. When a person is in his mind and heart acknowledging mitzvahs, so already there's an affirmation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded these mitzvahs. So what is it? What does emes mean in this context? So, l'chora, we're helped in understanding what emes means by the hemshech in the Ramban. To believe in sheha'osa osa yilasocha v'tova is not something distinct it's an extension of what it means to believe that mitzvos are emes. So let's say Moshe L'mad Ovad Omer. Let's say the doctor tells one of his patients, smoking is really dangerous for all types of lung disease, Rachman Litzlan. If the patient really thinks that what the doctor is saying is MS, so then the patient believes that if he'll choose to smoke, so then he's going to be vulnerable, he's going to be more susceptible to all these illnesses. And if the doctor tells the patient that, tells him what a healthy lifestyle involves in terms of exercise and diet and not being stressed, v'chulu. If the patient really thinks that what the doctor is saying is MS, so the patient will memela believe that ha'osa osan yelo tova. If a person really thinks it's MS, so what it means is it's. Again, in terms of the moshel, it's MS that's the way the natural physical world functions. And memela, if a person really believes it's MS, if he has reason to and believes it's MS, he realizes it's a corollary or an application of that, an extension of that, that he'll suffer from the dysfunction or benefit from the functioning well. Mitzvahs, the Ramban is telling us the same way in the natural and physical world that there are natural and physical realities and there are God-given laws and facts you didn't move your car and now's the time to do it, what I'll say. Or maybe 5 minutes ago was the time to do it, I'm not sure, but so mitzvahs are not simply HaKadosh Baruch Hu said do it and we're beholden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is biyad lahomis ulahachyos. So memela we comply. But mitzvahs are emes. There's a spiritual reality. And mitzvahs are the Torah of mitzvahs are the true blueprint for how a person lives in that spiritual reality, how we can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he lives morally, ethically. They're not only commandments. Rather, they are commandments. But they're not only commandments. They're emes. And part of the recognition and acknowledgement of mitzvahs is to recognize and acknowledge that dimension, that reality. A person follows the the pediatrician's recommendations for the parents, follow it for their children. The adults follow the doctor's prescriptions, because it's MS, not mitzadat tzivoy. So Rebbeinu Shalom, avada avada, the tzivoy is machayev. Of course, the tzivoy is machayev. But alongside that, there's supposed to be a recognition that the mitzvahs are inherently and intrinsically MS, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed and commanded. And that's what the Ramban is saying. That's why it's a flow here. The v'yamin shaha'osa osan yelo schar v'tova is not something distinct. It's not A, there's mitzvahs, and B, you should know that there's a system of schar v'onesh. No, you should know that the mitzvahs naturally, because they're MS, they naturally yield the tova. You hear what I'm saying? Why does the Ramban have two words of socher v'tova, but when it comes to onesh, he just has one word? So lechora as follows. If you have it on your computer, or if you happen to be having it, if you have the Chamishu Chumshet Torah with the Ramban, if you take a look at the Ramban at the end of Parshas Achronos, it's Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chav Tes. Ki kol asher yaseh mikol ha-tov osa'eila, v'nichrasu ha-nefoshos sa'osos mikarev amam. So the Ramban begins, I think, maybe on a different occasion when we spoke about the Ramban a little bit. Ramban talks about how kores in the Torah means either of three different things, and he correlates that with the different lashonos that the Torah employs for talking about kores. Talks about that sometimes kores just means in olam hazeh that the person Rahman al-Islam dies young. And sometimes it means only in Olam Haba. A person can live to a very old age in Olam Haza, but it means Rahman al-Islam from Chai Olam Haba. And sometimes it can mean both. Sometimes the kares can be hikares tikares, it can Rahman al-Islam be both. It can be that a person dies prematurely in Olam Haza, as well as losing his Olam Haba. Then, the Ramban says, continuing this discussion, he says, dialectically, he says, v'teida v'taskil. Taskil means you have to have a little bit of insight. Right? Lahaskil is the Lashon Hifil. You're acting upon something in the sense that you have insight into it. V'teida v'taskil ki hakrisos hanizkorim benefesh. When the Torah speaks of, again, the last two of the three types of kores that affect the nefesh as well, so teida v'taskil ki hakrisos hanizkorim benefesh is bitochon b'kiyam hanefoshos achrei hamisa. Is really establishing knowledge and reassuring us about Hisharas HaNefesh, about the immortality of the Nefesh. Ubimatan haschar ba'olam haneshamos. And the fact that there is schar in olam haneshamos. When the Torah says, in extraordinary, exceptional circumstances, the Torah says, v'nichrusa ha-nefesh ha-hi mikarev ama, or v'nichrusa ha-nefesh ha-hi milafonai. So clearly what the Torah is thereby yoreh, the Torah is indicating and teaching, ki dafka, I put in the word dafka, ha-nefesh ha-chotes hi tikores ba'avona. It's this, in this exceptional circumstance, this individual will his nefesh will be nichreses. However, the norm is Ushana Fosa Shashalot Khatu Tihiyana Kayomos Lufano Bizivha Elyon. Vitam Zeha Inyan. So why is it sort of that the Torah tells us about the immortality, about Hisharas HaNefesh, the Torah tells us about it almost, sort of we're seeing it indirectly, right? That the Torah is Agav, the Onish of Koreh, says the Ramban, and Seinu Lemeidim, about Hisharas HaNefesh. So it's a funny thing. The Tamza Inyan says Ramban ki nishmasa odam ner Hashem asher nupcha ba'apenu mipi elyon v'nishmas shakai k'moshe nema v'yipach ba'abav nishmas chayim hinei hi be'inyona v'lo somos. The neshama is naturally immortal. The natural state of affairs for a neshama is that the neshama is immortal. The natural state of affairs for something physical, for the body, is that the body is mortal. The natural state of affairs for the neshama, for the vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, whatever the metaphor of vayipach is expressing, but it's something immortal. V'hu omed la'ad b'kiyum haschalim ha'nivdolim, like the malachim exist immortally. U'lechach lo yitztarech ha'kosuv lomar ki b'schus ha'mitzvos yi'akiyum. The Torah doesn't need to emphasize or even state directly that in this, with the merit of mitzvahs, a person is zoch techai olam haba. No, a person is on track for olam haba, for hisharas hanefesh, because the nefesh, by naturally, is something immortal. Aval yomar ki ba'onesh ha'averos tizgoel v'titamei v'tikores min hakiyum ha'ro'oi. Well, let's add one more line here in the Ramban, and then we'll see just the extraordinary how much the Rishonim compressed into so little in our Ramban. Ukvor perashnu, I skipped the line. Ukvor perashnu ki chol hayiudim shabatora b'havtochos o b'hasraos, all the brachos uklolos, the olam hazeh, dik consequences. Brachos uklolos in olam hazeh, the Ramban says, we've already explained back in B'chukosai, back in Bo, this is Achar Mos. Back in Bo, kulam mofsim min hanisim hanistorim. Sachar v'onish in Olam Hazeh is all miraculous. There's no reason in Olam Hazeh that if a person puts on tefillin, he should have good health. Tefillin is not naturally good for your health. There's no reason in Olam Hazeh that if a person doesn't put on tefillin, that it's injurious to his health. It doesn't naturally, it doesn't affect one's health, it doesn't affect one's longevity, it doesn't affect one's prosperity. Kol ha-yi'udim shabator b'havtochos o b'hasros, kulam mofsim en anisim hanistorim, b'dovam mofsi taftiach v'tazir ha-toro la'olam. So all of Sachar v'onesh in Olam Hazeh is all miraculous. V'chein, the Ramban reiterates, his here b'chan b'koreis shehu inyan nisi. Koreis, Rachman Litzlan, is also a miracle, because the nefesh, the neshama, naturally is immortal. Koreis is a miracle, not the type of miracle that one wants to see, but koreis is a miracle, and that's why tazir kan bekores shehu inyan nisi velo taftiach bekiyum shehu ro'oi. Kiyum hisharus hanefesh is the natural state of affairs. Come back to our Ramban. Incredible how the Rishonim with such everything was with such profundity and such precision. V'yamin shaha osa osa and yelo socho v'tova. A person's mekayim mitzvahs, there are two different ma'arochos which are triggered. Number one, there's a miraculous schar. All the brachos of Olam Hazeh. Schar. Number two, there's tova. There's natural tova. The natural tova will ensue. Masha and Cain, all onesh is miraculous. There's only one ma'aroch of onshin. There's two ma'arochos in terms of the good and the positive that ensues. You hear that, Rabbi Osa?
The second
Ma'arafa
of Taiva?
The Ramban says it's not headline news that if a person lives properly that there's Hisharas HaNefesh and that he's Zochel Chayim Haba. It's natural. You're not going to put on the... It's not going to be the headline in tomorrow's paper that the sun rose in the east. And it's not going to be the headline in tomorrow's paper that today the sun set in the west. It's natural. It doesn't need to be emphasized. It doesn't need to be underscored. If the sun will rise in the west and set in the east, so the headline will be whether the Mets or the Yankees won, but on page 3, Mr. Norman, they'll probably give honorable mention to this as well. So the Ramban says that Hisharus HaNefesh in our Ramban Tova is natural. It's natural because the Neshama is naturally immortal. Nishmas Shakai Tivinem, the neshama that we're given is immortal. That's natural. It's not a miraculous system of socha va'onesh. It's natural tova. On the other hand, there's also miraculous schar, which is in Olam Hazeh. Onshim, bein ba'olam hazeh, bein ba'olam haba, are miraculous. And that's why the Ramban, our Ramban, has two lashonos of schar v'tova, but only one lashon of onesh. It's clear that's the pshat here and there. But
there aren't natural negative ramifications
of actions. Certainly not to the same degree that there is tova. I mean, certainly not to the same degree. And that's what the Ramban is clearly highlighting, that difference. Does that mean that there's nothing? But certainly not to the same degree. Let's go on a little bit more here about that. V'myichba v'achas v'anotia v'enav b'teila l'olam hinehu oror. Avalam oval achas mehen, a person doesn't deny the mitzvah, he doesn't deny that the mitzvah is emes, he doesn't deny, again, for shorthand now, the schar v'onesh, kigon she'ochal achazir v'ashak etzlata v'osel. Or shalo osa suka velula of la atzla, inenu bacherim hazeh. Ki lo amra akosa v'shalo yase is devei Torah azos, elo amra shalo yokim is devei Torah azos lasos. He doesn't have the underlying conviction to uphold Torah. Not that he practically didn't comply with Torah, but ashalo yokim. He didn't uphold Torah. He doesn't have the conviction, which is the foundation to uphold Torah. Ketam kiyumu v'kibelu ha-yehudim. V'hine hu ha-cherem ha-mordim v'ha-kofim. So this oror is intended not for someone who isn't mekayim, but it's intended for someone who doesn't have the foundation for kiyum, who's morid v'kofir, rachman ha-letzlan. Ubi Yerushalmi b'sotu ra'isi ha-shel o-yokim v'chi yesh Torah nofeles. Reb Shimon ben Yochim omer zeh achazon. Reb Shimon ben Chalafta omer zeh bezdin shel maton. D'omer Reb Yehuda v'Avuna b'shem Shmuel al adova zeh kara Yoshiyo v'omer olay l'hakim. Omer b'yasi b'shem avitanchum b'achiyo lomad v'limed v'shoma v'osa v'ayisi v'biyad al-hachzik v'lohachzik ha-rezi v'chal oror. Yidushu b'hakoma hazos, so the Yerushalmi is interpreting Asher lo yokim, the hakoma, beis ha-melech v'hanesiyus, she-biyodam lo-hokim es-hator b'yad ha-mevatlam osa. So the Ramban is saying that this pshat in the Yerushalmi means that Asher lo yokim basically is that someone who's in a position to, and at a time in history when it's appropriate, is in a position to be kofer and isn't kofer, right? What Bezdin, what the Melech, what the Nossi have in common is that they all have a koach of kfiya, and that's what the Ramban says. V'afilu ha-yehud tzadik gomu b'maisa v'ha-yoch l'hachzik ator b'yad ha-rishom ha-mevat l'nosa ha-reizu oror v'zeh korov l'inyan she-perashno. How is zeh korov l'inyan she-perashno? So this understanding in the Yerushalmi, this day in the Yerushalmi says, Ora shelo yokim, a person doesn't uphold Torah in the sense that it's biyado by virtue of the fact that he's bezdin, by virtue of the fact that he's the melech, by virtue of the fact that he's the nasi, it's biyado to uphold Torah in the sense of being kofer, those who don't comply. L'hachzik ha-Torah b'yad ha-Rosham ha-mevat l'nosa. How is that korv linyan she-perashnu? Ramban talked about that what the person's attitude and conception of Torah should be. How were those very similar? So let's say you have two people, both people of means. One of them gives tzedakah, Reuven. Shimon not only gives tzedakah, but urges others to give as well. He'll go to his friends and encourage them, challenge them to match his donation if they're in a position to do so. So Reuven gives. He's an osa, but he's not a ma'asa. He's not looking. He's not looking to be a catalyst. And Shimon is osa u'ma'asa. He does, and he's also looking to be a catalyst. So what's the difference between those two? So Reuven apparently feels an obligation to give tzedakah, so he doesn't. Leaving aside Kol Yisrael Arevim for the moment, for the purposes of this illustration, Shimon clearly not only feels an obligation to give tzedakah, but he feels that tzedakah is important. He feels that tzedakah is just so fundamental. A person who feels obligated to give tzedakah will give tzedakah, but won't look to necessarily to get others involved, to get others to act likewise. A person who's not only motivated by a sense of obligation, but a sense of chashivas hadova, no, there needs to be philanthropy, there needs to be tzedakah. So many individuals need the help, need the support. So he's not going to be content with what he can do. He's going to be looking to see that not only should I satisfy my obligation, but I want it to be as much stuck. This is the way this person thinks. I want it to be as much stuck in the world as possible. Tahainu, the first individual feels an obligation. The second individual says, no, the obligation is emes. It's not stama mitzvah. It's not only an obligation. No, it's emes. It's the way things are supposed to be. It's the way things are supposed to be. Tzedakah is supposed to be given, not just I'm obligated to give tzedakah. That's a mitzvah. That's also true. But additionally, tzedakah should be given. It's emes. It's not just a mitzvah. The mitzvah is emes. That will express itself by not being content that afilu ha-yehud tzadik gomba b'maisav. He's not going to be content with his own fulfillment of obligations. No. He's going to be machzik Torah b'yad acherim as well. But omru al derech ha-goda, the first pshat that the Yerushalmi gives, which is not intended as literal pshuto shel mikra, the Ramban says, al derech ha-goda, zeh ha-chazan. So chazan in chazal doesn't mean the shliach tzibur the way we use it colloquially. It means more the gabai than the shliach tzibur. V'amu al derech ha-goda, zeh ha-chazan she'enu mekim ha-sefrei ha-torah la-hamidon ki-tikunon shelo yiplu. So the first part he says is when the gabai puts the Sefer Torah back in Aron Kodesh, he has to make sure that they're secure, that they're not going to fall, V'lim nira, al ha-chazan she'enu mekim Sefer Torah al ha-tzibu la-haros p'nei k'sivot al-akol. That what the Yerushalmi is saying is al derech ha-goda, the pasuk is referring to someone who, when he gets hagba, doesn't turn around and show the ksav in all four directions, that everyone in shul should be able to see the ksav. She'enu mekim sefer Torah al ha-tzibu la-haros p'nei k'sivos al-akol, k'mo she'mefurish b'masechet Sofim, she'magbirin oso umar p'nei k'sivos al-om ha'omdim li-yemino, li-smolo, machziro l'fono v'la-achorov, she'mitzvah l'chol ha-noshim v'ha-noshim liros ha-kosu v'l'chorov v'lomar, v'zos ha-torah she'som Moshe v'gomer v'chein no'agin. So the Oresh lo yokim al derech ha-goda means that a person doesn't do hagva properly. So what's the pshat in that? And what is the inyan tak of hagva and turning around? So l'chora, the pshat is, the whole hagva is just a heichet timtza that people should see the ksav, and people seeing the ksav is just a heichet timtza for saying the vizos haTorah. Tahainu, that basically hagva creates an opportunity to reaffirm the eighth of the Yud Gimel Yekorim of Torah Misina, Torah Min HaShamayim. That's what's happening in Hagar, right? Those are Torah, Shasar Moshe, Lefnei B'nai Yisrael. This Sefer Torah, the words in this Sefer Torah, from Bereishis La'enei Kol Yisrael, Zos HaTorah Mitzuy B'yadeinu Hayom, He Anasun Al Moshe Rabbeinu, all of us shall. That's what we are saying and affirming, B'shas Hagar. So Asher Lo Yokim means, again, that's why, again, sort of Al Derech HaGoda, Asher Lo Yokim means that he's not... He's not being mechazek this basic emuna of Torah min haShamayim. And that's what's symbolically represented during Hagba. The Gemara in Megillah says that Hagolel is notel schar keneged kulam. But the Mishnah Berurah explains, so nowadays, so we have Hagba and Glila as two separate kibudim. But he says that when Chazal say Golel, so that they were assuming that the Magbiyah was Golel. And he says the Ikka, if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, so the Mishnah Berurah says the Ikka, what it really means is HaMagbiyah. Now that we've sort of broken that down into two parts, so it really means HaMagbiyah. So it's the same idea. So why is Hagbah such a question of a thing? Because it provides the... It's leading people in an affirmation of Torah min haShamayim, of Kol HaTorah Mesuyah Bidenu Ahayom, Hiya Nesuna L'Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. Okay, so we'll stop here, obviously.